I would like to read in the Gospel by Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now the book of the Lamentations, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. For with the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Now perhaps we'll read a verse in Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now there's a promise from God. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. We have read from Luke chapter 19, in which we can see this promise fulfilled. Zacchaeus was a man who sought for the Lord Jesus Christ. He sought salvation. He didn't find him at first. Ye shall seek me. That's what he did. And find me when? When ye shall search for me with all your heart. That's why Zacchaeus found the Savior. The Savior found him, and he found the Savior. There's a promise tonight to each one not saved in this company. Friend, if you search with all your heart, he will be found of you. If you're half-hearted, if you're 99% hearted, it won't do for eternity. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. We trust you have come to this meeting to search with all your heart. For salvation's worth searching for with all your heart. It'll be a miserable business for eternal ages to be banished from God because of your refusal and rejection of God's beloved Son. Now in Luke chapter 19 we have read of a passing Savior and a seeking sinner. When we come to Lamentations chapter 1, this is prophetic language in relation to the cross on which the Prince of Glory died. And the Lord Jesus said, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by?" Now you and I can picture in our minds that center cross. Those who passed by, many wagged their head. They said, "If you're the Christ, come down. We believe." But he didn't. Thank God he didn't come down. But he says to you tonight in this meeting, is it nothing to you? As you pass by, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. For if the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Right from the book of Genesis to the close of the Bible, we find that God hates sin and that no sin will ever escape his all-seeing eye. All sin must be punished, either in the substitute or by the individual that refuses God's great salvation. Friend, tonight, what does the sufferings of Christ, do they mean anything to you? As you pass him by, he's a seeking Savior. He wants to save you, to deliver your soul from going down to hell. We trust it's your earnest desire that you might be saved. Now in Luke chapter 19, we have read of a man by the name of Zacchaeus. A famous lesson to boys and girls in Sunday school. We have a little chorus about him, that a certain man of whom we read, who lived in days of old, though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is better far than gold. Zacchaeus was a man who was rich. He was a man who was, as far as the world would say, he was well fixed, but he wasn't happy. The way that he was going, he was not satisfied. Could we ask you kindly tonight, in love to your soul, are you really happy the way that you're going without a Savior? Now, we were all in that condition. I was in that place many years ago. I wasn't happy. I tried to drown my sorrows with liquor. That didn't drown them. Maybe for a little while. But even in the midst of revelry and sin, thoughts bothered me. What about God? What about your sins? What about eternity? horrible hail, not made me tremble. Zacchaeus wasn't happy, although he was rich, but there was a day in his life that he set aside for one purpose. And we trust that tonight, as we have mentioned oftentimes, earnestness is not salvation. But every soul that's saved, they were in earnest whenever they got saved. We see from Luke chapter 19 the triumph of earnestness. Here's a man got God's salvation. Now it says there was a day that he sought to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He sought to see Jesus who he was and could not. Now all of us that are saved likely have experienced this. Whenever we wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a blockade. There was a barrier in the way. We sought the Savior and could not. It may have been our own trying. It may have been our own trying to believe. There was that blockade in the way. Well, Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus and he could not because of the crowd. Now every soul is seeking salvation. The devil always brings a crowd to hinder them from getting to Christ. Well, before we were saved, we used to think, well, if I got saved, what about the boys I play cards with? What would they say? What about the boys I drink with? What about the boys I work with? What are they going to say if you get saved? As souls that get salvation, they get past the crowd. Zacchaeus got past the crowd. Mr. Joyce and I had meetings at English Point in the Labrador. A young woman attended those meetings, young married woman. And one night it was impressed upon her soul. The realities of eternity. And that a statement was made that there's nobody would go to hell for you. There's not one in this world would go to hell for you. She went home. She said to her husband, Howard, do you love me? He looked on her. He says, sure, dear, you know that I love you. She said, do you love me very much? He says, I love you with all my heart. She says, Howard, would you go to hell for me? He says, I'm not that crazy. He didn't want to go. There's nobody will go to hell for you. But the devil will use everything possible that you land there. Ah, friend, here's a man. He sought to see Jesus. What else mattered? There was a day that he set aside. His mind was made up. Is your mind made up tonight? That you're going to get God's salvation tonight? The devil says you can't set the day. There was a day in Zacchaeus' life. He put himself in the way for salvation. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not. He was a sinner. He was a seeking sinner. He was a serious sinner. That is, he meant business. As far as he was concerned, that's it. The crowd was put in his way, but he got past the crowd. I remember reading, and chief man among the brethren, a man by the name of George Brealey. George Brealey was brought up in a Christian home. George went wayward, as we say, turned his back upon his parents and the salvation that they were enjoying. And George tried to enjoy himself in the things of life. One night George was sitting with three others around a card table, playing cards, gambling. Gambling is an awful thing. It really takes a grip on a person. Well, his mother knew, found out where he was. And she went to that place where those boys were gambling. She went in. There they were. She went up beside where George's chair. She was going to get down on her knees and pray for her boy. He says, "Don't bother, Mother." George picked up his money, put it in his pocket, threw down the cards, took his mother by the arm, was walking out. The boys start to snicker. "Ah," they said, "there goes George, tied to his mother's apron strings." George looked back. He said, "Would any one of you boys go to hell for George Brealey?" "No, we don't want to go for ourselves." But then he says, "You've seen the end of George." Now, George didn't get saved that night, but he got saved a short time afterwards. Why? That man made up his mind. Salvation is all important, and I've got to get it. Now, there's three little thoughts about Zacchaeus. First, we see his hindrance. There was a crowd. But he got past the crowd, it says that he ran. He was sincere. He ran before and climbed up in a sycamore tree. And there he sat in one of the branches, waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Now I believe there's souls perhaps in this meeting, and you're sitting on the branch. You're waiting on salvation dropping into your lap. Doesn't happen that way. There was only one thought in Zacchaeus' mind. I've got to see Jesus. This is my opportunity. And wasn't his last? The Savior passed through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem to the cross, never to pass that way again. There may be some in this meeting. A young man in the Lord Jesus is passing your way. A young woman, and the Savior is passing your way. A dear man or a dear woman, the Savior is passing your way. He may never pass your way again. His hindrance, the crowd. He put himself in the way. He ran before. He climbed the sycamore tree, sitting on the branch waiting. The Lord Jesus came right to where he was. He said, "Zacchaeus, make haste." We see his hindrance. We see his hurry. Are you in a hurry tonight to be saved? You don't think this could be your last gospel meeting? I was thinking today of a young woman that I knew well, father, a preacher of the gospel. She moved from one part to the city of Toronto, 18 years of age. She attended the gospel meetings when she went there, although she lived in an apartment. This Sunday night, she attended a meeting. Two men preached the gospel. On the way out through the door, one of those preachers said to her, mentioned her by her name, "You're so-and-so's daughter." She says, "I am." He said, "I heard you got saved this year." She says, "No, I didn't get saved. But my two sisters and my brother Let's see it this year. But I didn't. Oh, he said, I had you marked out as one of those girls that had gotten saved. No, she said, just my two sisters and my brother. They got saved. She went on out Sunday night. Monday night, two of her cousins who were saved, they were helping her move from one apartment to another in the city of Toronto. They were driving up the main street. They had the right of way. They were driving according to the law. A car come up a side street. There was a stop sign, but that car didn't stop. That young man driving that car, it came right to that where she was going across, and she was in the back seat. She saw the car coming, and she screamed, but the car hit. She was taken to the hospital. The doctor was called. The doctor came. The man that had preached the gospel the night before. He looked upon the form of a girl who's told him the night before, my two sisters got saved and my brother got saved. But I didn't. And there she lay unconscious. He did everything possible that her life might be spared. But he couldn't. Her appointment came, and she went out to meet God. You mean to say, sitting in a gospel meeting on a Sunday night, and in eternity on Monday night? Yes, friend, that's very possible. This is your opportunity. This is your day of salvation. The Lord Jesus said, this day is salvation come to this house. Zacchaeus was in a hurry. It says he came down. I don't think you need stretch your imagination to know that he came down a lot faster than what he went up. But he came down. And what do we see at the bottom of the tree? We see his happiness. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice. On thee, my Savior and my God, well may this glowing heart rejoice. And tell his raptures all abroad. Zacchaeus got saved. How did he get saved? The same way you can get saved tonight. It says he received him joyfully. Now if you turn to John's Gospel chapter 1 and you read verse 12. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. As many as received him, almost 43 years ago, I received him. I trusted him as my Savior. Friend, have you ever received him? Zacchaeus received him joyfully. Now he had a time when, he had a place where, and he had a manner how, that he got God's salvation. When did you get saved, Zacchaeus? The last time that Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. That's when. I don't know the date on the calendar in relation to Zacchaeus, but that was when he got saved. Where did you get saved, Zacchaeus? I get saved at the bottom of a sycamore tree. Do you think he could take you to that sycamore tree? That was a landmark in his experience. The most important one. How did you get saved, Zacchaeus? What would he tell you? He would say, I received Christ. Did you ever receive him? Friend, be wise. Receive him tonight. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. We read of a passing sinner, that's you, and a seeking Savior. The Lord Jesus says to you tonight, is it nothing to you as you pass by? Behold and see. If there be any sorrow, like unto my sorrow. No one ever suffered like the suffering Savior. Christ also hath once suffered for sins. The just for the unjust. That's me. What for? That he may bring me to God. Christ suffered for me. I deserve to suffer eternally in the everlasting burnings. That's what I deserve. But the Lord Jesus suffered in my stead. Would you know why I love Jesus? Why he is so dear to me? Because he suffered that I might be saved. He did something for me that I didn't want to do for myself. Is his sufferings, do they mean anything to you? To me, they mean everything. Christ also at once suffered for sins. Through his own self, bear my sins. And his own body in the tree. What a gospel. What a truth. The simplicity of salvation. What is it? Drink it in. Take it in. I know whom, as Paul said, I have believed. And am persuaded that he is able. He suffered. He bled. He died. Why? That you and I might be saved. That he might save me. That he might save you. Drink it in tonight. Close in with God's offer of mercy. You'll have the happiest day in your life. That would be tonight. If you got the knowledge, my sins are gone. I'll never be in hell. May it be your experience. For the glory of God. And your blessing is in.